Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert.
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is just a minisode on our latest visit to the Faceless Ventures team on their Cruelty Tour. Now, if you don't know what Cruelty is, it's something that myself and the Faceless Ventures team actually teamed up to create. It was co-written with myself and Faceless Ventures. It's a piece of Artodian theatre, which is basically a 45-minute interactive Artodian performance that makes people question their use of social media. It debuted earlier this year, 2019, at a sold-out event in the Mexborough Business Centre, and it's then since gone on tour. It was a huge success, and a huge thank you to everyone who supported it and gave us fantastic rave reviews. But in July it went to the King's Arms in Salford. In January 2020, it's at the Theatre Delhi. And we visited for our latest visit to the Faceless Ventures team, really. It's got a whole new, brand new, fantastic cast that really do the show a real justice. Cruelty is definitely safe in the hands of the Faceless Ventures team. So it was just a little short episode here. I'm going to get Hannah onto the podcast as well now, just so we can talk about our latest viewing of the Cruelty Tour.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Okay, so welcome back to the Scare Track podcast. I am here with my beautiful wife and Scare Track host.
Sweet. I'm sat here with wet hair, but that's sweet.
Anytime. Hannah, how's it going?
I'm really good. I'm dead excited that the festive season is almost upon us. Time for Christmas spooks.
Okay, I can let you off with the Christmas spooks. Yeah, we've got a few. We're definitely doing Walsall Scare Maze. There may be a few other events we're going to try and get to over the festive season, but we're not entirely sure yet, because Christmas is a busy time for everyone, especially you, because you work in a pub. You have no time off at all. Right, so we're here just to get you on to talk a little bit about Cruelty. Now, obviously, I've spoken in the intro. We know this is going to be quite a shorter episode, purely because we've done a full feature-length episode and scare cam on Cruelty before when we took part in it. We were in it. played one of the
Tinder girls.
And if you haven't seen the show, obviously that makes probably no sense to you.
No sense to me not knowing what Tinder was at the time either.
True, that's a good point. We've been together 10 years, you don't need Tinder.
No, I didn't know what it was. And then halfway through the show, I was like, so what does Tinder mean?
It all made sense. We went to Let's Escape, which is basically a board game and events cafe. It's called Let's Escape Together. I know they got some escape rooms at a sister site as well, 5 minutes down the road, which is what our sat-nav took us to in the first place. But you can check those out. We are going to be doing some work with them in 2020. So just search Let's Escape and you can find their website direct at www.letsxscape. It's all confusing with these escape rooms. It's Let's X as in the letter X, scape.co.uk. Just click the link below. I'll pop it in the show notes.
It doesn't say scape. It's not let's X scape.
Oh, it's let's
X cape. So let's X cape.
Cape.
But it was a really cool cafe. Like, yeah, you went in it. And there was board games everywhere. Like, new games, old games. There looked like a really cool corner that Dungeons and Dragons guys can go and sit in. It had a calf, it had cake. It looked really nice.
Really nice little area. We weren't able to see it for as long as we wanted. We were rushing after work, so we got there bang on opening time, mm-hmm. basically, for us to go in. We saw the last show of the night as well, so they were closing up after us. And, of course, time for drinks after a show. So, yeah, we really enjoyed the venue. The venue looked good. It was a cool little place. And their little theatre section around the back in the courtyard, it was all basically in the Muttermarket area.
Muttermarket.
But yeah, it was really good, wasn't it? I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was a nice place.
I think the setting really added to, in Cruelty, it says, "Welcome to my intimate little theatre." And I think that the room it was set in really, really made you feel like you were in an intimate little theatre.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were in Newark, for anyone that didn't know where it was last. Like I say, this was the third place on the tour of Cruelty. And like I say, that they're back in Sheffield in 2020. But a whole new cast. I think there's only one...
One original.
Hannah, who plays the...
Not me.
Not you. The other Hannah, who plays the stripper girl. That's the best way to talk. Say it, isn't it?
Daughter.
Webcam daughter, stripper girl. But yeah, the whole show was very similar to what we did, but it did have some subtle changes. James, the ringmaster, plays the role very differently, which I think was really, really good. It brought a whole new dynamic to the show.
He was really good at it. I mean, he's better with the words.
With the big words.
Than you are.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But he played it more sadistic and slow, and you played it more angry.
Yeah, well, you got to just look at the sort of characterisation. He was in basically a modern version of a ringmaster style costume.
He even had a twiddly moustache and he kept twiddling it.
Yeah, he was more of a calculated character, I think, which works well as social media's changing as well. The whole show is about how we use social media and how it integrates itself into our lives for better or for worse, mainly worse. And social media's getting smarter, and it is a smart, precise sort of regime, social media, so it worked well, whereas I was just like the angry guy in the corner, which I think worked for impact for small audiences, but this is going out to larger audiences.
I really liked the fact that James, he was like the ringmaster that sort of how do you explain what the ringmaster does, sort of
he's just the not narrator of the show, but he's the curator basically
of making you see social media.
Yeah.
But I really liked how throughout the show he got messier, and his tie, he had a really neat bow tie, was undone, and his hair got messier, and it just showed that throughout the show he was unravelling, like how social media can at times get really chaotic and unravel.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. It was good to see that the audience interaction sections were kept in as well. They worked. It made people think about how their actions go.
Hannah got picked on,
yeah, and you slapped him.
I slapped a potato.
And then slapped James.
But
yeah, again, we can't like go on loads about it, because we did on our main feature show way back when we created the show with Faceless Ventures, but we just wanted to again just give it a little bit more exposure for this Cruelty tour. It's something that I'm proud of, for co-writing with Lee, James, Sarah, Rosie, the whole Faceless Ventures team, and I am more than happy for them to mother it and look after it and keep touring with it. Next date is the 18th of January 2020 at the Theatre Deli in Sheffield. So you can get your tickets from facelessventures.co.uk/cruelty tour. It's quite cool to say that I've co-wrote a show that's on tour. Let's talk about a little bit of the reviews from when we originally created it. Here's one from Scare Directory. "This Theatre of Cruelty truly immersed the audience in the story and made you question your own use of social media. The show would appeal to anybody who likes to get fully immersed in a concept. If the show rears its head again, and it is, I'd highly recommend going to see it and experience it for yourself, This Theatre of Cruelty." Again, that's from Scare Directory. We had Scare Addicts go and review the show as well, who said, "Though Cruelty tackled many aspects of society's ties to virtual socialisation, it mostly landed on the concept of anonymity." Can you say that word?
Anonymity?
Thank you. Being anonymous. And how it can function as a breeding ground for negativity and hate. The idea that we're somewhat divorced from our actions because we're physically removed from their impact. What followed made me uncomfortable in the best kind of way. And again, that was Scare Addict. So two people who know the industry, who know immersive theatre, thoroughly enjoyed it. So yeah, definitely get your tickets for when it's on tour in 2020. And I'm pretty certain Faceless Ventures have more plans to announce more venues, more dates in the new year. Was it weird watching it, Hannah, rather than being in it?
No, it wasn't weird. It's like watching something you've watched a lot before, because I knew what was coming, I knew what was happening, I even knew some of the lines, but it was just very different, so I don't know how to explain it. It's like watching a film you've watched loads of times.
But the remake of it.
But the remake.
Yeah, but it's the same script.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was weird, it was strange, but I think the new cast, obviously, being in it last time, I never actually saw it because I was in it, but I think the new cast... did us proud. I really think that the Tinder girls and guy did really, really well.
They sort of upped it a little bit. I like the fact that they added an extra element of using the Grindr logo. And in the show, we don't want to give too many spoilers away, but you will see an Instagram, a Snapchat, a Grindr, Facebook logos, obviously social media. And they added the Grindr one, and Dan Gade played a gay character, and he had the rainbow flag, and it was nice that they added that bit of an element to it as well. I really enjoyed it. Again, all the characters got really, really into it. They were really enjoying it. Lou with the baby at the beginning, she was really going hell for leather on this baby.
Yeah, she did that way better than I did.
it was a really good show. Note that Cruelty is strictly over 18s. The performance does contain strong language, nudity, contact between the audience and cast, and it also obviously features flashing lights that may not be suitable for those who are suffering with photosensitive epilepsy. But we highly recommend you go and get a ticket for this Theatre of Cruelty 40 to 45 minute piece of theatre, which was fun.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to see it again at other venues. That's what's great about these little things, like smaller touring projects, that you can go to nice little quaint little theatres all around. So you never know where it might be in the UK. Who knows, Edinburgh Fringe Festival one year, you never know, London Vaults. Just keep an eye out for it. Cruelty is coming into the immersive theatre world, kicking and screaming. Hannah, thanks for joining me on this little minisode of the Scare Trap podcast.
Thank you.
You're
for
about
co-creating
to...
Cruelty.
You're very welcome. You're about to go and get ready for a gig tonight, aren't you?
We're going to a rock gig.
Yeah, we're going to go and see New Year's Day in this moment and Hailstorm.
I have a very strong suspicion that my neck is going to hurt tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my back.
Yeah. But I'll let you go and get ready, and I'm going to wrap up this episode. Hannah, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
So there we go, guys. Like I say, just a short little episode talking about our latest visit to the Faceless Ventures team and their latest rendition of Cruelty. It really is in good hands, and I'm really proud of being asked by the Faceless Ventures team to come and basically create something with them. And they're really taking it to the next level now. This cast are really fantastic. They are dedicated. They really know what they're doing. They bring on a very well-polished performance. And it's great to be able to see them in different venues around the UK. Who knows, even Europe and the world. The sky really is the limit. Remember, they're in Sheffield in January, so get your tickets from facelessventures.co.uk. You can also get tickets to other events. I think they've got Unwrapped coming up on the 7th of December. I think that might be sold out, but double check on their website. And they've got Cracked shows coming up next year as well, before something new arrives. They do lots of different kind of stuff, whether it be extreme survival stuff with Cracked or their immersive theatre, their hurting shows. Loads of stuff coming from the Faceless Ventures team. They are real big supporters of immersive theatre, extreme survival stuff here in the UK. And again, they're big supporters of the Scare Trap podcast, so we love supporting them too. So guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. Remember to join us over on our social media channels, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Scare Trap. Also, if you got those Halloween blues and you want to listen back to our previous episodes, make sure you do that on our website, because you can find everything you need Scaretrack related at www.scaretrack.co.uk. We've got our website that has our podcast, scare cams, Patreon, merch, absolutely everything over on the Scaretrack website. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.